We have in the first Mishnah this parak that Erechin is tali on the shanim, on the age of the nido, the person. You are marach. What's the din? Yela chehirech es hazaken. No sane erech zaken. Somebody who's useful between 20 and 60. That's marach a zaken. He says erech pony line, a person who's over 60. He gives the erech of a zaken. We look at the age of the person on who he said erech pony line, who's a zaken over 60, and he only gives 15 shkalim to Hegdish, as opposed to the age of the person who made the neder, who's between 20 and 60. The zaken sheherech as a yeled, no yisein erech yeled. And a zaken, somebody over 60, that's marech a yeled, he said the erech pony alai on somebody who's between 20 and 60, we would look at the age of the person, he was marech, and he would give the erech of a yeled, he would give 50 shkalim, which is the amount of erech that is given for somebody between 20 and 60. Ba'arachim b'nerach keitzah. We had also in the first Mishnah that the amount you pay in Erechin depends on the gender of the person you are marach. What's the case? Ish she'erech es ha'isha, no sein erech isha. An isha says erech pony alai on an isha would give the erech of an isha, which is less than the erech of an ish. V'isha she'ericha es ha'ish, no sein es erech ish. And a woman that's marach an ish, she said erech pony alai on an ish, she has to give the erechin of an ish, which is more than the erechin of an isha, as we look at the person you were marach, not at the person who made the neder. V'ha'erech bizman ha'erech keitzah. It also says in the first Mishnah that the amount you pay for the erechin depends on the age of that person at the time you made the neder. What's the case? Hericho pachas mi ben chamesh benase yoser al ben chamesh. If you said erech pony alai on a child that's less than five, and before you had a chance to give the erechin to Hegdish, he turned five, and now he's more than five. Pachas mi ben esrim benase yoser al ben esrim. Or the person on who you said erech pony alai at the time of the neder was under 20, and before he had a chance to give the erechin to Hegdish, he is now over 20. No saying kizmana erech. You give the erechin depending on the age of the person at the time of the neder, not at his age right now. And the amount of erechin you pay for somebody less than five is less than what you pay for the erechin of somebody over them five, and so too, the amount of erechin that you pay for somebody under 20 is less than the amount of erechin you pay for somebody over 20. So therefore, in this case, since at the time you made the neder they were under five or under 20, you pay the lesser erechin, not the higher erechin of somebody over 20 or over five. Yom shloshim kilamata mimenu. Somebody who says erech pony alai on a child that is exactly 30 days old, we look at it as if he's under 30 days old, and somebody under 30 days old has no erech. You do not have to pay any erechin at all. And now, even though he's exactly 30 days old, he has no erechin at all, and you would not have to give anything to Hegdish. Shnas chamesh u shnas esrim kilamata mimenu. Somebody who says erech pony alai on a child that is exactly 5, or on somebody who's exactly 20, as it did, like the age under 5 and under 20, Shenemar, the pasuk said, "V'im mi ben shishim shana v'mala im zacher." If you say erech pony alai on somebody over 60 years old, if it's a zacher, and it's clear from the pasuk that that which you give a lesser erech for somebody over 60 years old, that's only if he's completed his 60th year. The pasuk says, "V'im mi ben shishim shana v'mala." But if he has not yet completed his 60th year, you would give the higher erech of somebody between 20 and 60. Harei anu lemeidim bekulam Mishnah Shishim. And we learn out all the other ages of Erechin from Shnah Shishim. Ma Shnah Shishim kilamata mimenu. Just like the 60th year itself has the same din as somebody who's under 60 until he finishes his 60th year. Av Shnah Chamesh Shnah Zesrim kilamata mimenu. So too, if you say Erech Pony Alai, somebody who's exactly 5 or exactly 20, that person would have the same din as somebody under 5 and under 20, and you would give the lesser Erechin. Now the Mishnah goes on to ask a question on this limud hein. Is that true that we can learn out shnas chamesh and shnas esrim from shnas shishim? Im also shnas shishim kilamata mimenu lahachmir. Nase shnas chamesh u shnas esrim kilamata mimenu lahachmir. If the pasuk gives the din of shnas shishim, the same din as those that are under 60, that's because it's a chumrah. As somebody under 60, the erechin given would be more than for somebody over 60. So how can we learn out from there that somebody who's exactly 5 and exactly 20, that the amount of erechin that you pay should be the same as those that are under 5 and under 20, as that would be a kula, as the erechin that you pay for somebody under 5 and under 20 is less than the erechin that you pay for somebody over 5 or over 20. So maybe in such a case, we should be machmer the other way and say that a person who's exactly 5 and exactly 20 has the din of an erechin of somebody over 5 and over 20. Talmud, lina, shana, shana, l'gzera shava. The Mishnah answers that we learn out from l'gzera shava, from the word shana, that shnas chamesh and shnas esrim have the same din as shnas shishim, even though in this case it's a kula. Ma shana ha'amura b'shnas shishim, kila mata mimenu. Just like we find the word shana by shnas shishim, and the din by shnas shishim is the same as those that are under shishim, af shana ha'amura b'shnas chamesh u'shnas esrim, kila mata mimenu, bein lahakil, bein lahachmer. So too it says the word shana by Shnas Chamesh and Shnas Esrim, so therefore we learn out from the Gzera Shava that Shnas Chamesh and Shnas Esrim have the same din as those that are under 5 and under 20, even though in this case it's Lahakil, as opposed to the other case that it's Lahachmir. As a Gzera Shava, we can learn out a Kula from a Chumrah, even though here's a Kula and there it's a Chumrah, as we do not ask Pirchas, we don't ask questions on a Gzera Shava. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Achiyu Seiris Alashonim Chodesh V'Yomecha. Rabbi Elazar said that you pay the amount of erechin that's for somebody less than 5, less than 20, and less than 60, even though you said erech pony lion, somebody who's already completed his 5th year, his 20th year, and his 60th year. You only pay the amount of somebody over 60 and 20 and 5 if he's completed that year plus another month of the next year, until the person is 60 years old and 1 month, or 20 years old and 1 month, until then, you pay the erechin for somebody less than 20 and less than 60. After he's completed 20 years and 1 month, and 60 years and 1 month, and 5 years and 1 month, then you would start paying the amount of erechin that you pay for somebody over 5, over 20, and over 60. Masechet Erechin, Perek Hey, Mishnah Aleph. Ha'imeh Mishkali Alai, Noisein Mishkalo, Im Kesef Kesef, in Zahav Zah. Somebody who takes upon himself and makes an edit to give his weight to Hegdish, he has to go ahead and give his weight to Hegdish. In Kesef Kesef, in Zahav Zah. If at the time he made the netter he set, he will give his weight in silver to Hegdish, he would go ahead, weigh himself, see how much he weighs, and give that weight in silver to Hegdish. And if at the time he made the netter he said, he will give his weight in gold to Hegdish, he would give his weight in gold to Hegdish. And if he did not specify in such a case, he can give his weight in anything at all, anything that's normally sold by weight, even onions or tar. If in the makom that he made the netter, it's normal to weigh onions and tar when it's being sold, he can give his weight in onions and tar to Hegdish, since he did not specify. Now, the Mishnah has a chisuri machzor over here. It's missing a little bit and should say, but if he's an adam chashuv, if it's a person who's very wealthy, in such a case, even if he did not specify, he would have to give his weight in gold to Hegdish. And since he's very wealthy, the assumption is that when he said he will give his weight to Hegdish, he meant that he would give his weight in gold to Hegdish. Maisa be'ima she'yirmatya she'amra mishkal biti alai. There was a story with the mother of Yirmatya that she said, I will give the weight of my daughter to Hegdish. But also Yerushalayim, she went up to Yerushalayim. Usha Kluha, they weighed the daughter. Vinasna Mishkalazav, and she gave the weight of her daughter in gold to Hegdish. And the mother of Yirmatya was very wealthy. So therefore, when she said, I'm going to give the weight of my daughter to Hegdish, even though she did not specify, she would give her daughter's weight in gold. The assumption is that's what she meant. She meant she would give the weight in gold since she was very wealthy. And that is what she did. She gave the weight of her daughter in gold to Hegdish. Mishkal Yadi Alai. Somebody who takes upon himself in a net to give the weight of his hand to Hegdish. Now, it's very difficult to weigh your hand. And even if you would put your hand on a scale, it would be impossible to discern exactly how much the hand weighs. And if you want, you can push your hand down and it would weigh more. Or if you kept your hand loose without pushing it down, it would weigh less. So how do you decide how much your hand weighs? Rabbi Yehuda Omer Memale Chavitz Mayim Umachnisa Ad Marpeko. Rabbi Yehuda says this is how we discern how much your hand weighs, by filling a barrel of water till the very top and putting your hand until its elbow into the water. That way, that amount of water will spill out of the barrel. As when you said you'll give your weight of your hand to Hegdish, we assume that you mean until your elbow. If that's a derech, when somebody says a yad, he means until the elbow. So therefore, you put your hand until your elbow into the chavitz. B'shoiko basar chamor v'gidin va'ad somos. V'noisim l'tacha ashetid mala. And then you would weigh out the basar of a chamor and tendons and the bones of a chamor. As we estimate how much of your hand is made out of basar and how much is gidin and how much is atzamos. And that's the amount that we would take from the basar gidin atzamos of a chamor. And the basar gidin atzamos of a chamor weigh similarly to the basar gidin and atzamos of a person. And we would put those basar gidin and atzamos into the barrel until it's full. So now, since the barrel is full again, we assume that's the amount of basar gidin and atzamos that you have in your hand until its elbow. And then we would take the basar gidin and atzamos out of the barrel, weigh them, and that's the amount of weight you would have to give to Hegdish, as that is a way to figure out how much your yad weighs. Amar Rabbi Yosef, v'chihei hechsher l'chavim basar k'neged basar, v'atzamos k'neged atzamos. Rabbi Yosef argues with Rabbi Yehuda. He said this is not a good way to decide how much your hand weighs. As how is it possible to decide exactly how much basar you have in your hand and how much atzamos? As impossible to know exactly, and atzamos and basar don't weigh the same amount. Ella shaman et yad kame hi ruya lishkon. Instead, the only way to decide how much your hand weighs is to take an intelligent estimate and guess how much your hand weighs. And since there's no way to know exactly how much it weighs, this is what you had in mind when you said you will give the weight of your hand to Hegdish. Then an intelligent estimate would be given as to how much your hand weighs, and that's the amount of weight you would give to Hegdish.